at 6:06. It is fair and 32 degrees in Tulsa. We should rebound to only 47 this afternoon for a high. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin on State Capitol Watch this morning. The director of the Oklahoma Department of Human Services is asking lawmakers to appropriate almost $33 million to operate that agency through the end of this June. DHS Director Ed Legg told a House Subcommittee on Human Services yesterday that there are more children in need in Oklahoma foster care.
And the Pinnacle Plan was finally approved in July of 12. We had about 8,500 children in our custody. We now have over 11,000. So that's put tremendous pressure on our system in many different ways, not the least of which have been on our funding.
The chairman of the budget panel, Republican Jason Nelson, says the state's current situation will make that request very difficult. A group that represents public workers in Oklahoma is issuing a call to action to its members and urging them to oppose measures to challenge a retirement system for newly hired state employees. Oklahoma Public Employees Association Executive Director Sterling Zierley says the group opposes bills in both the House and Senate that would switch workers from a traditional defined benefit pension to a 401k style system. Well, Tulsa County leaders have instituted a burn ban.
Area Emergency Manager Roger Jolliffe says conditions are abnormally dry and county fire departments support a ban.
They meet the criteria of having an exceptional number of fires for this time of the year. They've had trouble putting the fires out due to extreme fire behavior due to the wind and dry conditions.
The only exceptions are using a gas or electric grill on a non-flammable surface. The ban's in effect until next Monday when county commissioners will consider an extension. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Lawyers for an Oklahoma clerk who refused to grant a marriage license to a same-sex couple say a federal judge was wrong to overturn the state's voter-approved ban on gay marriages. In a court filing last night, the Alliance Defending Freedom cites courts and anthropologists in saying that children are better off in a home with a mother and a father. The group also says the two women in Tulsa had no fundamental right to marry. The chief of one of the nation's largest Native American tribes is announcing that the tribe is raising its minimum wage. Cherokee Chief Bill John Baker signed an executive order raising the minimum wage for tribal employees to $9.50 an hour.
You know, we really don't want our employees working full-time for us and still needing food stamps.
It'll be phased in based on seniority. It will start in October. Oklahoma had more earthquakes over the weekend than California, and that prompts another advisory about earthquake insurance. State Insurance Commissioner John Doak says you need to consider it.
Less than 1% of Oklahomans carry earthquake insurance, and as a public service, we would like for Oklahomans to at least sit down and evaluate whether the coverage is needed.
Earthquake insurance is a rider that is added to your homeowner's insurance policy. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says a truck carrying explosives overturned on Interstate 40 in western Oklahoma and caught fire yesterday afternoon, but that fire is out and there was no danger of an explosion. The Custer County Emergency Management Director Mike Galloway says the westbound lanes of Interstate 40 near Clinton had to be shut down. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny but cool today, a high of only 47. Tonight, overcast and cold, 19 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and very chilly with a high of only 37. And then on Thursday, sunshine and 48. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 6:10, it is fair and 32. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.